Feast of Fun is made possible because of generous support of fierce, fabulous people like you. Here's a taste of today's show. No R-E-S-P-E-C-T at Aretha's funeral with Karma Nybarger. Listen to the entire show for free on our website, feastoffun.com/plus. If you're already a Plus subscriber, thank you for your support.
Maybe it was the six-hour-long funeral service. Maybe it was the sadness of losing a musical legend like Aretha Franklin. But probably it's just another man abusing his power. Regardless of the place and time, there's never a good excuse to sexually harass anyone.
Aretha Franklin's funeral was overshadowed by Pastor Charles H. Ellis III groping Ariana Grande and joking that her name sounds like something from the menu at Taco Bell. Today, Karma Nybarger joins us to take a look at the pastor's D-I-S-R-E-S-P-E-C-T for women at Aretha Franklin's funeral.
Plus, on Alt for Norga, Mark goes up against his teammates in individual competition. Will he be crossing the Rainbow Bridge and get sent back home?
Beauty bloggers are in hot water for not disclosing the high sums of money they secretly get paid to bash other products.
And people's irrational hate for fall pumpkin spice products. I'm Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Fillion.
And this is Feast of Fun. I hope everybody out in the world has a friend like Karma Nybarger, my bestie, my soul sweetheart. She's on today's Feast of Fun.
Yay.
Comedy legend.
Welcome, Karma Nybarger.
Thank you.
We're buttering you up.
I love it. I am lubed. Lubed and ready.
Do you want some poppers?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Right. Let's do it.
Here you go.
Is that what you do? I don't know. I'm just kissing.
You put it under your nose and snort it like it's cocaine.
Oh,
but don't get the liquid in there.
You know, when I was a kid, I heard about poppers. I thought it was like popcorn. I was like, that sounds delicious.
Yeah. Or like jalapeno poppers.
Yeah.
Like, ooh.
Okay, we used to call it locker room or rush. That's the first time I had heard about it in school.
Yeah,
kids were doing it back in the day.
Yeah, I never got to do a popper.
The first person I ever saw doing poppers, well, I mean, as a kid, my parents got divorced. My father lived in Isla Verde, which is kind of like an area where, like, there's a lot of beachside property in Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
And so he lived in a place where there was, like, partiers and bachelors and stuff like that there. And on the floor were those amyl nitrate packs.
Mm-hmm.
And as a kid, I was like, oh, free candy. And my father was like, don't touch those. I was like, what are those? I was like, those adults sniff them and they got time for sex. And I was like, really? What is it doing? You know, I'm like 10 years old, you know. And I was like, so there was very little to do in Puerto Rico in the 1980s, mm-hmm. you know. And so we would go to the movie theaters. And a lot of my friends from high school were from all around the world, right? And I had friends from, you know, from Canada, from Africa, from Europe, from Asia. And to me, this was just, you know, business as usual. But one of my favorite friends who was, you know, a lot of the kids felt that they were stuck in Puerto Rico because their parents came down there for business was my friend Adam Small.
Mm.
And his parents ran a kind of they were like carnies, but more, you know, business carny oriented. They ran several amusement parks. And so he paid for his lunch in all dimes.
Because they would get a lot of dimes at the amusement park.
Yeah, because one of the things his family ran was the dime gambling game where you throw dimes and if they land in the center of the thing, you get a teddy bear, stuff like that.
No banks? He's not...
That's what I'm saying. Like, they'd just be like, here, Adam, here's your lunch money. Shush, you know, bag of coins. He's like a bank robber.
Just plunking it at the cashier.
And he had, his last name was Small, but he had a big, fat dick. And every boy and girl knew it. And he wore tight pants and, bragged about his big package.
Did you ever ask to see it?
I was in the closet. I'm not. A boy's not going to ask to see it.
It's big. They want to show it off. You know what I mean,
right?
Well, like when you're in gym clash, do they take your pants off?
The urinal.
Yeah. You know, Puerto Rico in the 80s. We didn't get naked in front of each other in the locker room.
Oh, really? You didn't?
No, you did.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. You went to Catholic school. Right. You swam naked.
Well, like grade,
the back
grade school.
What?
Yeah. We did. What? I know. Isn't it crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Back in the day, people used to swim in the nude. Can you imagine?
Not for me.
I bet those priests were just having a day.
They did come in and watch sometimes, but eventually I think that stopped in the later 80s because it was I think the coach got caught doing something.
Right.
So they're like, this isn't right. We don't really need to wear. But you know, it was very common for men to just swim in the nude. And so
I thought it was comfy.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was.
Have you ever swam in the nude? Skinny dipping?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gone skinny dipping.
It's liberating.
Yeah.
Somebody was telling me, I was recently in Michigan, and somebody was saying that if you go into Lake Michigan and you go like 6 feet into the water, it becomes federal property.
What?
So you can take off your clothes out there because the cops can't do anything. They would literally have to call the feds to come and arrest
you. The Coast
Guard. You know?
What?
Yeah.
So right? If I can swim far enough... Fuck the government. I can
fuck the government.
Gamble, have rooster fights, cock fights, and be nude at the same time. Fuck rules, man.
So what do you think? Should we do it?
Let's go.
Should we do it, Carmen?
Yeah, let's do it.
6 feet out and then just take it all off?
Hell yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
You know,
podcast
so
is over, folks. We're going to the beach.
So Adam Small and I used to hang out, and he also lived in East Laverde, and there was a movie theater over there that played like two movies, you know, but it was close to his house, so we could walk there. And I was like, well, Color Purple's playing. And it was like, this could be, you know, directed by Steven Spielberg. He did Jaws.
Yeah.
Goonies. It's going to be crazy fun for kids, right? We're like, this is a woman suffering and being beaten. So it's like, starts off kind of like really dark, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, Suge Baker, the mistress of the father, comes in and looks at, you know, Whoopi Goldberg. And she's like, you show is ugly, Miss Seeley. And we thought that was outrageous because she had been so abused and hurt. And as teenage boys, we like really appealed the idea of like the underdog who's being just, you know, bruised and beaten and all this stuff. And then somebody comes in and you think they're going to be nice to her. And nope, she's just another asshole on the line.
More shit. More shit in the face.
But they get it together at the end.
Yes,
so,
they do. Yeah.
No spoiler alert.
I don't want to spoil it. But so in the movie theater, you know, it was, you know, Adam turns to me and he's like, hey, Fausto, lean forward and look in the front row. There's a couple fucking in front of us. And I was like, what? And so I'm just like really terrified to look. And I lean forward and on the soda covered popcorn candy sticky floor is a heterosexual couple boning.
Yeah, that sexy, sexy movie, The Color Purple.
Mm-hmm.
The Color Purple made them horny.
The Color Purple was the color of his engorged penis.
There you go.
Popping out through his pants. And she was just like, oh yeah.
See, oh, Papa, yeah. Even sinners have soul.
See, Papa, even sinners can suck you off in cinema.
Yeah.
So this weekend, it was Aretha Franklin's funeral.
Rest in peace, Aretha. Mm-hmm. One of our former guests, Tommy Walton, was at the funeral in attendance.
Oh, wow.
I do believe
he is
from Master Chef. And he is, has cooked for her on several occasions. Yeah.
Because he's good at Creole food.
He's good at Creole. He's good at a lot of things, but especially like Creole food. And he knows his soul food. And Aretha wants something good. She calls up Tommy.
Hell yeah, get it, girl.
And, you know, Ariana Grande, not the Taco Bell platter, but the entertainer.
Mm.
If you guys don't know who Ariana Grande is, she's the sister of Frankie Grande.
She is the one who licked the donuts, right?
That's the one.
She's
yes.
the donut licker. And she was a Disney star, right?
Yeah.
She's not the one that recently overdosed on heroin. That was who, Fausto?
Remember, folks, Feast of Fun is made possible because of generous support of fierce, fabulous people like you. That has been a taste of today's show. Now, R-E-S-P-E-C-T at Aretha Franklin's funeral with Karma Nybarger. Listen to the entire show for free through your private feed or through our website, feastoffun.com/plus. If you're already a Plus subscriber, thank you for your support.